Richard Ashcroft, Science of Silence on XFM 104.9. I love that.
Yes, correct.
He's one of my favourite artists now. I just think, I don't know why he's not Ballistic. Mm. He's got everything. He's like one of our best rock stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm Ricky Gervais.
Hello there.
You're Steve Merchant.
I am indeed.
Carl Pilkington over there. Big day today.
Really?
Yeah, for Carl. He hasn't been looking forward to it. He's been whinging in the week. A couple of things. He thinks he's overworked. He thinks he's overworked here, and he's stressed, and he's got to do DIY. MTV are coming in, right, to give him the chance of his a lifetime to do a little screen test, and he's going, well, I'm not going to look good, am I? They're not going to have a why. He said, well, I've got a round head, and I'll be wearing headphones. And he's not made an effort. He thinks, oh, they'll put him off. He said, they won't even press record. He's got a spot on his head.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know,
Carl, you're not looking forward to it. You're not excited about it. It's a great opportunity.
Why is it a great opportunity?
To get on MTV?
No, but
it's money for old rope, isn't it?
Yeah, but look what's happened to people like, Jeremy Spake, whatever his name is, and all
that. Jeremy Spake, yeah.
Yeah, and,
yeah, slightly different. Slightly different.
Why is it?
Well,
see?
You're making it in the industry and you've got something to give. He happened to be around when they were filming an airport.
well.
Do you see the difference?
All right, the other one then, who's on a boat.
Same Donald, thing, although at least she had a
well.
Skill. She had a skill, you know, she can sing, you know.
Well, the issue is just, I think it can all go wrong, do you know what I mean?
Of course it can. So can sit in your little room moaning about nothing happening in the world. You know, he wanted to stop educating Ricky because nothing had happened. He said, look what happened last week. I scoured the net. He said, all I found was a dog in a car wash and a parrot and a vicar.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'll tell you what, there ain't much more going on this week.
Well, you're talking, listen, me and Steve, yesterday, we took a day off to prove you wrong, and we've come up with two of the most incredible things I told you about, and they're amazing. So there are things out there, or is it just go for truth. Go for truth and science
yeah,
and discovery.
Don't,
fact is stranger than fiction. You don't have to revert to like God and ghosts.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But the funny thing is, you know, like, last couple of weeks I've been saying there's not much going on.
Yeah.
I found out when I was looking that there was a day in 1930, right? It was a Good Friday. There was no news. There was nothing going on. They had to put a music video on or something on the telly because there was nothing going on.
Play a record. We're going to play some classic tracks today. This is Debaser. Pixies, Debaser. I was looking forward to playing that. Came and said, Carl, I'll play that. I was looking. He put it on. Lauren just called through and said, we played that in the last half hour.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. So,
it's
what is the point of having a producer if he doesn't check things out? So, I mean, it's a good track. I mean, I'm sorry if you heard that twice in the last hour.
Listen to everything all the time. I've been running around. I get in early on a Saturday.
You got in about the same time as me.
I went out and bought you some biscuits, so you're happy. I put the coffee on.
Yeah.
I've sorted what prizes we're going to give away. I've been running to the library getting you certain tracks.
Yeah.
I can't listen all the time. I'm doing my best.
Oh, I'm not sure it's good enough. I mean, I'm worried when MTV come in, if they've heard this kind of shoddy production, they're going to start to wonder
MTV
what
you're playing the same songs every 5 minutes.
Yeah, no,
anyway.
Sorry, are you sort of overworked because you were on Zoe Ball show talking?
Oh, hello, what's going on here?
Well,
he was exclusively on our show.
No, I was in the car.
I seem to remember, Rick, he was a nobody that got a chance to come on air and talk about that.
And
so
guess
now
what
he's getting auditions with MTV?
Guess what he was talking about on Zoe's show?
Oh, hello.
All the jellyfish stuff and all that.
Can't believe it. Recycling material that you've done on this show.
I phoned in, right, and I went, stop doing materials. He just hung up on me.
That well, I had a job to do.
Who do you think you are? Your ego has just gone through
the
roof.
Hang on a minute.
What?
I had a job to do in the week. They asked me to drive the desk for Zoe, right?
They didn't say talk.
Zoe, if she talks to you, you can't just ignore her.
Yes, you can.
Well,
who is she? Who does she think she is? You made a promise to us, a pact, that you were our kind of
monkey.
Yeah.
What can I do if someone takes time off? I've got to do it. It's my job.
Yeah, but you don't have
to
talk. You don't have to use.
You're the head of production. We've given you this special gig. This is like taking you out weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if we find out you're getting too much excitement in the week, we'll have to just calm it down.
Well,
get another little.
Well, that's it now. Anyway, it was only last week.
I feel like kind of solid. I feel betrayed. It's like you were having an affair behind our back.
Yeah.
And you rumbled it.
He was doing all the stuff. He was doing all his like, oh yeah, jellyfish and this, jellyfish
Yeah, because
that.
She was asking. And I thought it was a good way of promoting this show, actually.
Oh, did you mention the show?
Yeah, I did at some point.
Did you? What did you say?
I just said, more about that on Saturday afternoons.
So you talked twice. I only heard you talk once. So you were talking all the time.
Well, about five times in the week. In the full week. Five times.
Theory,
right?
Me.
and one, it was just stuff.
You could never be a monk, could you? Chatting away all the time. Right, what have we got?
I blame Ball as well, to be honest. I feel Ball's slightly responsible for it.
Yeah.
She can't find her own, you know, Gibbon to get on the show.
Yeah.
She can't find her own kind of, you know, loser, then don't start stealing ours. Outrageous.
Well, coming up, right,
yeah. Maybe we'll get Fatboy Slim in.
Indeed.
Next.
Yeah.
Saturday, if you're listening, Slim.
Yeah.
Come in on the show.
What's his name? Ernie or something?
What's his name?
Norman.
Norman.
Oh, yeah.
Ernie!
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Ernie Ball.
Yeah.
He wouldn't change his name. That's great.
Anyway, coming up today, we have got Educating Ricky.
Right, yeah. Okay. Is this the last one? You've promised it might be.
I believe there's a book out that might help me with this feature, okay. So we'll see how it goes. We might- I was thinking of new features in the week. I've got, I wanted to come up with, I wanted to do Celebrity Fact Club.
Celebrity Fact Club, alright.
That's, I've just got to get some celebrities in first.
Okay.
Before we can kick that off, so maybe in the new year.
Oh, Ball and
maybe
Cook.
Maybe Zoe Ball, yeah.
Ball
yeah,
and Cook, yeah, start
right,
off.
Maybe, right. And I've also got,
Cook and Ball stories.
Yeah. That's nice.
Good one.
Cheers. thanks, Carl.
Yeah. Maybe you could sell that to Zoe show.
And, I'm also thinking Through the Ricky Hole.
Through the Ricky Hole, okay.
What's yeah, that?
That's, I'm quite-
No, you just got the title again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, play record.
So, Rockbusters coming up as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan, Gravel Pit on XFM 104.9.
We're playing some great music today, yeah, Rick. I wonder if we should maybe, you know, it's getting towards Christmas to think about this. Should we dedicate the show to all the people in the world who maybe are less privileged and less, fortunate than us?
No.
No? Okay.
Have you, to do the prizes for the,
Prizes? Okay. Alright, so, screw those who are less fortunate, is what TV's Ricky Gervais thinks. Rick, I know you're a big fan, of the likes of Bryan Adams, Robert Palmer, Alien Ant Farm, and, obviously, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And so you'll be enjoying the best air guitar album in the world
Brilliant.
Ever, Volume 2.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
Well, Volume 1 wasn't enough. That wasn't enough.
No. again, we've seemed to be able to give one of these away every week. Are you just not sending these out? I mean, these are the same prizes we started this game with, I think, a couple of weeks back. Are you just not sending the prizes out?
Yeah, but I want to give, like, more people a chance, because if one week they listen in and think, God, I wouldn't mind winning that.
Sure.
If you if you've got more copies of it, they'll go, well, I'll listen next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So again, this is one of those the best songs you've heard on an advert ever album.
Mainly mobile phones?
Mainly mobile phone adverts, yeah. Although there is the Smash Mouth one which is used in the Ford Fiesta TV.
Oh yeah. Walking on the Sun or something.
I forget what it is. The Smashing Pumpkins album that we've given away in the past again.
Yeah.
Obviously got a bulk order of those that can't shift them. Wild Weather. I don't know who's interested in this. This
what, is that a double box set VHS of different weather? that's
be,
amazing.
Yeah, there's
that is
two
amazing.
Cassette tapes there. It's presented by Donna McIntyre. It's a thrilling trip with the most exciting forces of our wild and turbulent world.
So, clouds, I'm right in saying it's a double VHS video set of different weather?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's got, I mean, it includes the fastest winds,
yeah.
The hottest desert, and the biggest rain machine on the planet. That's on there, I think you have to-
God. I wonder if they're, they're bringing out another box set, Soil.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just goes through different mud.
and this you may be of interest. I've read good reviews of the DVD of this. It's a two-disc set. The Wicker Man,
oh,
the classic 70s
right,
film,
yeah.
But it's got a bunch of extras
that
in there.
That is actually
so that,
quite
that's
a good
actually
film,
worth
yeah.
having. I would probably throw the rest away.
But the Wicker Man, get the Sonic DVD Christmas. And it's, yeah, it's quite very interesting.
Yeah, but you'll enjoy that. So,
what this Rockbusters, is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's for Rockbusters.
Brilliant. Well, I say get the ball rolling now.
What, of Rockbusters?
Yeah, get the ball
I
rolling.
I don't know, I mean, tease them, Rick. Don't, you know, don't, cause, you know, don't sort of spunk all the good stuff early on. I mean,
well,
that's dynamite.
You can say spunk, I can't. Go on.
Well, we've got, actually, it's quite good moving it about, because we might have some new listeners here.
Yeah.
And I would have thought so.
Yeah. Not after last week,
no.
right, okay, so if you haven't heard it before, I'll give you some initials. It work, you know, it's like initials of an artist or of a
it's
band.
It's Blockbusters.
And a cryptic clue to who the band is. There's two easy ones, one difficult one. first one is, that'll never get off the ground.
Right.
Yeah?
That'll never get off the ground? The
that'll
initial?
Never get off the ground is the clue.
Not LZ.
And the initials are LZ.
You are joking.
Two easy ones.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Right, and then you've got, that woman's got her husband's gloves and a pair of her own.
Right. Say it again.
That woman has got a pair of her husband's gloves, and she's got a pair of her own. That's HH. Right? It's a bit of a difficult one. And then the last one, you'll get a right load of bacon off them, right?
You'll get what?
A right load of bacon off them. That's L.
L.
Yeah, so, once
again,
very quickly.
You'll get a right load of bacon off of them.
You'll get a right load of bacon off them.
Uh-huh.
So, first one, that'll never get off the ground, LZ. That woman has got her husband's gloves, and she's got a pair of her own. That's HH.
Brilliant.
And, you'll get a right load of bacon off them. That's L.
And so, it's an email-only competition.
Email only, ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, and we pick a winner before the end. So,
and you can win that because win at Wicker Man.
The weather.
Best
video.
Of the weather. Weather.
The best of the weather. That would be amazing. The best of the weather.
As a compilation, Channel yeah, 4.
Exactly. But winds like to vary.
I love 1976
remember
weather.
This one from August 1979.
Oh, it's warm, isn't it? Oh, this is warm, isn't it? Oh,
the best
God.
Of the weather.
I'll tell you what. You remember how we always played like great music, usually? I'm up
you've in not it. Got another, you've not got another one, have you?
You're yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Yeah. This is David Bowie driving Saturday.
Oh, finish it again. What? I'm in the same problem.
I know, beating a biscuit.
Yeah.
David Bowie driving Saturday. Mm. That's a great track, isn't it? A crash course for the ravers, eh? That's what this show is, isn't it, Carl? Crash course for the ravers. They tune and they go, wow, that's so cool. I wish I was like Carl Pilkington.
You reckon?
Yeah. Definitely. You forgot to read your mum's clues out, didn't you?
Yeah,
these
she's
these are just for fun only. This is Carl's mum. She listened 1 week, and now she sends him a little example of Rockbusters every week.
She's got, what did she send? This group would go well with your Christmas dinner.
Cranberries?
Yeah. They make a few good cupboards.
They make a few good cupboards?
Yeah.
The carpenters.
Carpenters. I was thinking of EMF.
Yeah.
I was thinking B&Q. The B&Qs.
This group thinks of lots of things.
This group thinks of lots of things.
Yeah.
Go on.
Imagination. I think they're the best ones.
Yeah, they're the best ones. Obviously, we want the worst ones then.
Here's one more. She'd really like Blackpool.
She'd really like Blackpool. She'd really like Blackpool.
Fairground attraction. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Right, so, there's,
does she write anything else in the letter? Or does she just send them, like, on a scrawled on the back of, you know, I don't know, a till receipt?
She did with the first one, now it's just the Rockbusters.
Right. So,
really?
She doesn't bother asking how you are, or...
Well, I'll speak to her in a week.
Right.
On the phone, so yeah.
What kind of conversations would you have, then, with your
what
own
you say?
Stuff?
Just do you moan about how overworked you are and stuff to her?
Just, I mean, they're always surprised when I'm getting in late and that. It's like, you know, what have you done today? Well, I've just got in from work and it's like 8:30 at night.
A lot of people get home at 8:30, Carl. Next.
You know, just saying, how's the flat going? I was asking my dad some DIY tips the other day. You know, usual sort of stuff you talk with your mum and dad, really.
Yeah.
Talking about the bisons with them. I was watching, did you watch The Mammals in the week?
Oh, I missed
David
it.
Attenborough?
No.
I was thinking, actually, right, all this MTV stuff, if there's one reason why I'd like to do it, is I was watching Attenborough, the Mammals programme, I reckon I could do something like that.
Right, right.
And just have like me, instead of Attenborough, like a, you know, a young, sort of fresh person, watching, like, certain animals and saying, do we need these? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, God! What's going on? Death on Earth?
Well,
that's amazing! Do we need these?
No, because there's loads of stuff.
And the audience at home would vote. Would there be some kind of telephone
like
vote?
A vote-out system.
Oh, yeah,
the thing is, it's something interesting that Attenborough was saying the other night on,
do we need these?
On Jonathan Ross's show, on his telly show, right, he was saying, he said, you could take all the humans off the Earth and it would carry on. But take, like, some animals off it, mammals and that. You got problems on your hands.
Mm.
I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like the question is, do we need these? Is that part of the big thing?
Right.
Like jellyfish.
Yeah.
We've talked about jellyfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So which mammals in particular were you
talked about
that
on Zoe Ball show, haven't you?
Eh?
Which mammals were you thinking we don't need when you watched the show the other night? Anyone in particular that you thought they don't need them? They're not of interest.
Well, I like whales, but I don't know what they do.
Okay.
And they're taking up quite a lot of room.
Sure.
But stuff like
a lot of room.
Yeah. But like jellyfish, I looked into because yeah, you know, well, I was talking about them, yeah. And they were saying they've got no eyes, no heart. They're something like 97% water.
Yeah.
They're blind and they do about 33 miles a day.
Right.
So it's like, do we need them? Could we clear them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a big net.
That would be the program. What? Right. We'll get rid of them. Next week we'll be looking at.
Rhinos.
I think it's genius. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's genius. And like going along, sort of like picking up sea anemones and going and just lobbing them into the sea.
Well, what do you think about MTV doing that? And then I just in between the bits,
play music videos?
I play music related to fish, so I could play like fish.
Yeah.
That rock guy. Or the animals.
Rock lobster.
Yeah. Or what else could
this
we get
could run
there?
And run.
What other songs have got animals in them? The well, monkeys could play the monkeys.
Yeah, there's about a million, so let's not start this.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So do we need this?
So MTV flies you around the world to the most incredible exotic locations. You sort of climb up a tree or whatever next to, I don't know what lives up a tree, some kind of rare parrot. You say, look at that, it's colourful, it's interesting.
Oh, you like sloths, don't you?
No, they just live up trees, but I'd say, do we need them?
Mm. Why?
Well, what do they do?
What do you mean, what do they do? What do you want from an animal? Carpentry? What do you want?
I don't like scorpions, right?
Right.
But then I found out they look after those monkey things.
They're not monkeys, they're lizards!
Well, alright, yeah, them lizards, they look after the lizards. So there's a reason.
But do you need the lizard? Could be
well,
your next question.
Because the local people made shoes out of them.
But not when the scorpion protected them, they didn't.
Alright, we don't need them then.
Okay. So, and so ultimately, would anyone decide? I mean, do the animals kind of get a chance to mount a case for their survival? I mean, is there maybe someone that comes into their corner and defends them?
I'd have like a David Attenborough type character who says, well, they do this, and I'll go, yeah, but do we need that doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so what does an animal need to do in order for you to feel that it sort of gets a chance of life? I mean, like a pet, like an animal, like a dog maybe, or a cat, I mean, they give a certain affection to its owner. Is that a valid reason to survive? Not particularly for you.
Not really.
No, okay.
I've been saying that though, blind people use dogs, so they are useful.
So dogs are useful.
Farmers
Saint Bernard,
use
they
dogs.
Often save people, don't they, in snowy weather?
Cats. I'd have to think about it.
Okay.
Keep the mice down.
Yeah, but you've got Rent-A-Kill.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is something that will affect the world.
Right. I think you'll find everything does. I think you'll find everything does.
Mm. Except Carl. I'm not sure what effect he's having on the world.
I tell you what though, Steve, right? Did you watch the mammals?
I did see the mammals.
They had bison on it.
Right.
The weirdest looking things you've ever seen.
Yeah.
They've really
Again,
got,
you're on dangerous ground here, Carl.
But they've really got a it's like decide what you want to look like.
Okay.
It's just a mismatch of stuff. It's got a really big airy head.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
Sort of bald at the back.
Right.
Sort of
it's like
thinner.
Someone you went to school with.
Was there two of them? Oh, brilliant.
From the album Original Pirate Material, it's obviously The Streets and an album track from that, It's Too Late. Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know everyone's raving about it being, you know, one of the albums of the year, but it is, I think.
It's great. That's brilliant. I love the backing as well. Mm. It's just so good. The lyrics, the things you go, they're my favourite band of the year. Next week then. We'll do all our favourite songs of the year, shall we?
No, I think it's got to be 2 weeks, Tom, hasn't
it? Oh, 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah,
we're doing
I'm
the
away
Christmas
next week as well.
What do you mean you're away next week? What are you doing? Zoe Ball show?
I'm going up north again.
Why?
So Claire's going to be here with you.
Okay. Yeah, at least she.
What are you doing up north?
She does her job.
Just Suzanne's dad's birthday.
I bet he's a party animal. I bet I've heard that they really kick off, don't they? Is it? Yeah. So you going to be raving?
Can't concentrate now.
Oh, and he's all stressed because the lady from MTV's here. She's going to film his little face.
So
the things he said in the week, he was so worried. He's got worried about the spot on his head. That won't come out. Just that, so you got your
What's
best side.
On that side. That's all right.
Yeah, the camera's out. Look, he's getting nervous now. Okay, Carl, ignore the camera. Okay, just ignore the camera. Okay. Now, me and Steve have done our research for you, and we've got two amazing things to tell you. What should I tell him first, about the baby or the...
Well, they're
crab.
Both equally fascinating, so you choose.
I'll tell you the crab thing first, right? Steve actually saw this thing in The Guardian the week, about our research thing, and then we looked it up, we looked into it on Friday, and it is incredible. Right, listen to this. There's a thing in a bay in, New England, right, where it's like the biggest,
they make silicon chips and stuff for computers, right? And because of the data protection thing, after they've done them, because they have to destroy the plates, right, well, the information's sort of put onto them, but they're still flakes of silicon. They sort of grind it down straight away, and some of the flakes got into the bay, okay, but some of the information's still on the, even the slight granules of silicon. Anyway, gets in the water, and silicon is rather like, a carbon derivative. They reckon if there had been life on another planet that wasn't carbon-based, it'd be silicon-based. Because right. That simple sugars and proteins, it's just COH and that, and it can work with silicon, right? Anyway, the crabs have been taken up, it's still in the water, and they looked out on the beach, and, over years, the crabs have started, sort of putting themselves in formations. Like, geometric format, and they couldn't work out why they were doing this. And, when they put them in the experiment, they sort of, like, chopped them up, and they found they'd taken on silicon. And it had sort of got into their brain, and they were downloading information. They actually, they picked up little things, because it's just chemical, you know, like, electrical impulses that got information off the silicon chip. And they were interfacing it, but, this is the amazing thing. One bloke sort of thought of this, and he thought, well, if it's a simple computer with a brain, if it's just a simple sort of electrical thing, then maybe there's sort of, you know, we could get it down. So what they did is they made a thing called a bio-interface, and they put it into the crab's brain, just a really simple brain, so it's measured avant-garde, right? And it got impulses from it, and they were getting, like, computer readers, just flashes of, like, symbols and geometric things were on this screen to read the crab's brain, and it was stuff like, you know, fragments of a
What made them do this in the first place?
Because they saw that they saw the crabs behaving differently. They were behaving differently to each other. They were just like, they were, you know, intelligent, and they were sort of solving problems and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, when they downloaded the thing, it was like a there was they found us they found one of the secretary's names where it had been on the silicon chip, where it was just a, like a flash of a computer screen. But the most amazing thing is, they downloaded a memory, right? It was like a snapshot where it had been burnt onto the retina of the crab, just a snapshot or something, and it was like a picture of the beach, like a couple of years ago, right? And they also did, incredible, it was like just a digital black and white sort of thing, so they could see what the crab had seen.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Amazing.
So
intelligent crabs.
What are they doing with them now, then?
Super brain.
Well, they think, this is the upshot, they think they could use it as spy crabs, because they could put these, get these crabs. Also, the other thing is, as generations went on, right, so they put a crab in the sea or something, right, lots of crabs in, and then as generations went on, a newborn crab, they downloaded the memory, and it had the memories of it's great, 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 all together. It had every memory that any crab had been related to it beforehand. Because it passed it on, it just passed it on.
So not even ones that had been eating the silicon stuff?
Yeah. No,
these are just like ones that have had kids.
Yeah.
And they've got like-
And they know every- so you'd know everything your great, great, everything right the way back.
So would that work if we ate silicon?
Well, possibly.
So what are they gonna-
Well, they can use them for all sorts of things, though. I mean, that's what's incredible. I mean, I don't know how you train it particularly. I don't know, it'd be quite tricky to train, but I'm assuming they could, if they can do it that way, then presumably they can
give
it certain silicon information, which they can then plant in it, if you like, within its sort of food.
Also, if you get them onto enemy beaches, you'd have like 1,000 digital cameras just
taking around. If you get like, you know, Osama bin Laden or someone just calling around.
They don't understand the information they've got.
No, they don't know they're doing it. They just download
the
message.
So it's not like you could torture them and they wouldn't be able to sort of give you the information because they wouldn't know what the information they had because they're just
but
like
the first crab they downloaded, they just kept seeing the same picture of a big crab feeding it, which they-
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what, like its mother crab or something?
Yeah. As just it was memories of it as a child.
But they're not in colour, presumably, because
no, it's all in black and white. It's just a digital camera, because it's just a- they don't see in black and white, so it's just like a- I don't know, I think it's burnt onto the retina or something. And, the only one that they kept were the ones they saw a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, in a way, some of the educating Ricky I've got for you today is on the similar lines.
Right.
Oh, you've got to be impressed by that. You've got to be impressed by that.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm interested to see, you know, what they do with
it. What they do with what the crab developments are.
But yeah, yeah. No, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, just digest that information, because that's not even the most impressive one we found.
I think it is.
I suppose it's pretty impressive, but the next one's more, maybe more shocking.
Okay, right.
But let's play a tune, and Ricky's got another extraordinary
one. Okay.
The Cure, love song, classic, on XFM.
So that's the crab that can, you can download their memories.
But what about other animals that are in the sea, in that same sea, eating the stuff? Have they tested them yet?
I don't know. I think they just took it on because their biology, something to do with, I presume they could take up minerals and, you know, I don't know why. I don't know. But anyway, next one, this is just on Horizons, a bodybuilder, yeah?
This
married,
is freaky.
Had another bodybuilder, married another bodybuilder, yeah. Right, and they were pregnant. And they had these tests, and the baby was very large, but it was causing it pain, right, in the thing, right? And it, after this,
it's almost bizarre, and like-
Yeah, after the female woke up pregnant after 7 months, and the baby-
Was walking around.
No, it forced its way out of the vagina.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it forced its way out.
It almost had super strength, like-
And it was pulling her along by the umbilical cord, and that, and it was a stone.
Extraordinary. That, now that's freaky. I mean, you talk about freaky stuff.
That's made up.
What?
It wasn't pulling her along.
She could feel it.
Exactly. And it was, do you know what I mean? Like, just went- And just sort of squeezed
just
its way
out. Just got out, because it was ready. Because of all the hormones.
Because it
and
thought
stuff.
It was ready.
Oh, God.
Imagine that. Just waking up and finding that in the bottom of the bed. Freak out, wouldn't it? Because you'd think it was a nightmare initially.
And it had hair and everything, didn't it?
Yeah, because all the hormones,
there was something in the week about, you know, you've got test tube babies and that now, haven't you? Mm. But they've managed to do it. I only caught half
I knew
story.
He'd be more impressed by the crabs than that. He doesn't care if it's
No, I am. I'm telling you, though, that there was something- I only caught half the story because I was busy, but there's something about babies being able to be born without having any people involved. Or something, it's like putting them in the oven or something, and it's like a cake. And after a certain amount of time, it's ready.
I think you can buy those in Argos for kids.
At Christmas.
Well, it's my first baby kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Play-Doh, I think, that they can buy.
Yeah. So what do you think of that then?
The baby one.
Yeah.
I prefer the crab one.
Yeah.
But the baby, I mean, the baby thing's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
So it was bigger than the average.
But, both made up. We've made those up.
Yeah, they're both rubbish. Despite the fact they're both rubbish.
Yeah.
They're interesting.
We made those up. Both those stupid stories up.
Yeah.
Imagine downloading a crab's memories and seeing its mum feeding it as a child.
Both are rubbish.
I had trouble. Yeah. I knew I was going to have trouble with, pushed its way out of the vagina.
Yeah.
I practiced that about 30 times yesterday with Stephen. I was going, I'm not going to be able to do it, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed?
A little bit. I mean, the baby one's a bit sort of out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really having that one.
No.
But the crab one,
See, now, what's interesting, I think, is a useful experiment, Carl. I don't know what it's taught you about yourself, but would you say that that's revealed to you a certain thing? I don't know, maybe... That you're a bit gullible! I mean, you know, what I'm saying is maybe you shouldn't accept or swallow your hook, line, and sinker everything you read on the web. Do you not think maybe a valuable lesson?
I feel bad, because I said to Steve, he won't be annoyed that we conned him, he'd be annoyed that they're actually not true. You'd love that crab thing to be true, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't surprise me if it did happen one day.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and then
he'd laugh. And he said, in the break, when I said about the crabs, you went, well, I'm keeping them then.
Yeah.
Right, well, I know what you're getting at. with the educating Ricky, but, you know.
Let's see.
You've got, three titles.
Yeah.
That I tease you with, different stories, you take your pick and I teach you something that did happen.
A little bit of venom. Yeah, go on.
First one is, don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rasher.
I bet that's bacon related, knowing you.
You've got, you've got enough is anus.
Say that again.
Enough is anus.
Enough is enough.
Well.
But it's changed to enough is an anus.
Yeah. And you've got,
yeah.
You've also got, will it be a bloke? Oh, no. Will it like a bloke or a woman?
What?
Will it like a bloke or a woman?
Will it?
Yeah.
Will it like a bloke or a woman?
Wow.
Yeah, so there your three stories.
Okay.
Today.
That sounds exciting.
Okay,
stuff.
Well, I'll have Woollett. So,
well,
like,
we're going to play a record now, Rick, surely.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And come back with.
Sorry about the crowds and the big baby.
All right.
It's a valuable lesson, room.
I'll think of a title for them. Yeah, Oasis. The Hindu Times. Carl just did his little screen test down the lens. And, he went, said, just look at the camera. He went, right, do you want to know about MTV? She went, well, it might be VH1. He went, right. It did Rockbusters, then said, after the break, some Genesis.
Oh, I'd watch it.
You didn't tell me she wanted all this. I thought you said, because I said, you just bring your own camera in, and we'll put it down on some tape and pass that on to her.
Yeah.
So now, this, I'm doing two jobs at once again. This is what I'm saying to you in the week. I'm juggling jobs all the time. I tell you.
Right, come on then.
How much do I get?
He looked straight at the camera and said that!
Right. So, three stories. Don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rasher. Enough is anus. And,
and we'll have that one then.
That one?
Yeah.
Right, well, do you believe in palm reading and stuff?
No. Yes. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, I forgot. Yes, of course we do.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, there's a fella who, he used to do palm reading.
Oh, yeah.
But a lot of people, he found that when he went up to him in the street and said, do you want your palm reading? He was like, a lot of them were like, you know, oh, you know, I'm a bit ashamed of my nails and stuff because they're a labourer or they're a cleaner or something like that.
I know a lot of labourers are slightly embarrassed by their nails.
Yeah.
No, but.
Yeah.
So
if you look at my bloody hands, Reg.
Well,
that's that hod carrying.
Did I ever tell you that? Did I ever tell you that I got picked at school to make tea and serve biscuits to old people because I've got good nails?
No, go on. Is there any more to the story?
Well, that's about it. I mean, we used to do like, I think the head teacher must have been getting something, maybe getting his mam in there for free or something in his old people's home. So, so. He offered the kids at the school, he said, right, all sit at your desk and put your hands on the table. And everyone did. And he walked past mine and he said, not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
And he said, you've got the afternoon off, you can go and serve biscuits and tea to the old people.
What did you say?
I said, all right then.
Was that good?
Yeah. Good afternoon. But anyway,
what did he do?
He just sort of walked around and went, you're right, do you want bourbons or die jet?
I bet you'd get on with old people, wouldn't you? I'd love to see it, maybe.
Especially the senile ones.
Yeah. No, but I'd love to see you on VH1, just in a link. They just go, you know, they've just played, Robert Palmer, right? And it comes to you in a little park, and you just sit next to an old lady and go, alright? And you go, yeah, not too bad. And you go, what do you think of London? Crap, innit? And she goes, yeah, it's awful, innit? And you just have a talk, and you go, alright, well, she doesn't like it. In excess. Yeah. That's what I'd like to see.
Mm. I still think my idea is better, but. Mm-hmm. So what are you going for then? Oh, you've picked one, haven't you? yeah, so this fella.
So there's palmists going around the streets.
Yeah, he's going round and
randomly trying to give palm readings.
They're losing money. Right. Hand over fist.
Yeah.
Right. So, they said, he's reading people's, bottoms now.
Sorry, whoa. You just I didn't quite follow that. He was a palm reader, that wasn't making money, so now he's going up to people in the street and saying, can I see your arse?
Basically, yeah.
So from being a palmist to an arsonist?
Well, that's what he does. He said the same sort of lines and that you get on your hand, you get them on your bottom, and he can read them.
Right.
Yeah, he's not a pervert or anything, or making up as he goes along.
No, that's it. That was that.
So, if a man came up to you in the street and said, can I have a look at your arse?
Can I read your arse?
You'd drop your trousers, would you?
No. If you went up to him and they said, oh, I'd rather you didn't because I'm a labourer. I've got bad fingernails.
No, that's why I've seen, that's what a lot of labourers, they're showing their cleavage, you think, but actually they're having their arse read.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
And then, right.
So is that the end of the story?
Yeah. But then because-
That's it. Educating Ricky is there's a bloke who reads arses.
No, but
you're
then,
a mentalist.
But no, but-
What
then,
are you talking about?
But then, do you know, like, now and again I come up with a little jokey line. Thought I'd make an effort today for VH1 or MTV.
Yeah.
Little line there. don't worry, it won't last. It might just be a splash in the pan.
Okay.
Phil Collins next.
Yes, let's play some Phil. Let's play some Phil.
Oh.
Oh, this is the best show. I mean, off air, obviously. I'm sure people at home aren't enjoying it as much as we are, but Carl is continuing his, what do they call this? A screen test.
Mm.
Yeah, that was let down by Radiohead. Carl, what
it's
are you thinking? What are you thinking?
I just think it's not right, really, is it? I'm trying to do a job whilst trying to get another job.
Yeah, but a lot of your presenters are on MTV now.
Yeah, but
all of them have got Zane in their name. But you know,
yeah, it's not really right, is it?
Go on.
Right, so
you better get that out of here, Carl Zane Pilkington.
Educating Ricky, will we carry on?
Yeah.
Right, you've got left. Don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rasher. And will it like fellas or will it like women?
Well, you said wool before.
Yeah, wool it.
Go on then, I'll have wool it.
Right, now this is similar to the one you were talking about before, right? They've found out that,
they.
scientists.
I've
found out.
17th century?
That, like now, 1 in 10 rams are gay.
1 in 10 rams are gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was like, wool it. That's how I could get that in. they got a load of gay and straight rams.
Right.
Right. they worked out which were which first. They said, right, that bunch there is a gay bunch.
They looked better. They just had more pride in their appearance.
And, and the other ones, you know, the straight ones. And then they gave them to this scientist and said, right, go on, do what you gotta do. And they took the brains out of all of them.
Just to check.
And, they did tests on the brain and it worked out that they've got something smaller in the brain. The gay ones have got something in the brain that makes it smaller. And they said, right, well, that's probably how it's gonna work on males. On like, males and females and, like, humans.
So you took from this that gays have smaller brains than straight people?
No, there's something in the brain.
Right,
so if someone's saying, you know, oh, I'm a gay, or they're not sure or whatever, they will now be able to find out.
So you can go to the doctor and to find out if you're straight or gay.
Is there any gay in my brain? Let's have a look. Do 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 do. You've got a little bit of a gay in you, yes. A little bit of gay in there. Yes, you've got the you've got a little bent cell there.
Well, that's why they did it anyway.
I don't understand how they could differentiate which were straight and which were gay to begin with. Before they then gave it to the scientist. Wasn't that what the scientist figured out?
There's one theory that it's genetically determined. There is a theory that's genetically determined, but I don't think it's as easy as pulling a sheep's brain apart and finding a little pink sort of like blob in there and going, right, we've taken the guy out, now he's gonna go and shag some ewes. I don't think it's that straightforward. Although, there, homosexuality does occur a similar sort of rate in animals, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you knew that, didn't you?
So that's that one. I mean,
I just like the idea of the farmer figuring out which is straight and gay. Well, that one's wearing quite a camp-looking neckerchief.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking maybe he's gay.
Is that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love the fact they can. Okay,
that one's a big fan of Sophie Ellis Bextor.
They put on ABBA and see which ones dance.
Exactly.
Put on
Barbara Streisand and see which ones sing along.
That shit is rubbish. What did I find out?
Did you just say that is rubbish?
No, I found out other stuff in the week that didn't make the top three.
Wow. Wow. We haven't even had the-
This must be mediocre stuff. This must be really bad.
Yeah. Well, or it might be dubious. Go on.
There's a woman in Ireland.
Yeah.
Who has been with a fella for 11 years.
Yeah.
She always saying to him, you know, when are we gonna get married and that? And he's like, oh, we don't need to. You know, we're happy and that. Do you know, like I am with Suzanne, it's like, there's no point, really.
Yeah,
unless you have a kid, I don't think you need to, do you?
Right.
So, he was like, we'll do it in time and all that. Anyway, he comes home from work one day, says, oh, go on then, we'll get married. She was so shocked, her hair fell out.
Did you get that? Wow.
So.
That's extraordinary.
And what did he say? Oh, I'm not marrying you, Baldy.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she was so shocked her hair fell out.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it just going to the ground.
Fell out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
That's rubbish. That's rubbish. That's rubbish. That's rubbish. Next.
You've also got
It's weird, isn't it, Rick, that the stories that we made up are more plausible than the facts he's actually giving
us. I think
us.
We tried too hard.
That's what he's willing to believe. He's willing to believe that a woman's hair fell out when her husband came out saying, let's get married then. Oh, you old romantic.
Well, yeah, then, here's a good one.
Go on then.
Right, in Dubai, this woman went to Dubai for a holiday. And, she was over there, and apparently in the markets-
Bit of buy spider?
They sell lizards.
Oh, go on.
Right, just like for people to buy. So she buys one, not knowing that you're not really meant to take him out of the country.
Sure.
Puts it in a bag.
Yeah. As you do.
What have you. And, then she gets to the airport when she's going home, she's thinking, I can't really leave it in my bag.
Yeah.
So, she puts it on her head.
On her head?
Wears it as a hat.
She wore the lizard as a hat?
Yeah. people on the plane were just like, yeah, everything's fine, you know, they're doing the cross checks and that.
Yeah.
Have you got your seatbelt on? Yeah.
There's a woman there with a lizard hat.
Everything's going well. She gets off the plane at Manchester Airport. Lizard sticks its tongue out.
Yeah.
The air hostess says, what are you doing with that? She goes, I've had it.
Lizard said, I just found her in Dubai.
they said, I've had this with me all journey. And they said, well, you shouldn't have done. And they took it off her.
Yeah, I think that is true, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what about that?
Yeah, good, yeah. Yeah. That educated me. Right, what, any more?
Well, what's that taught you? That's taught you, you know, be careful when smuggling lizards back as some kind of hat.
Yeah, don't just say, lizard, keep your tongue in, you twat. Not at the customs officer! Yeah.
And, what else have we got?
Anyone didn't quite make it?
Anything to declare? I've got a lizard on my head.
We've got an old saying one, if you want that.
Go on, then.
Are these ones that didn't make the list?
These are ones that didn't make it.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I always get more in than I need to, just in case.
Just think if someone's just tuned in now. Is Anders listening?
Dickie Anderson. I've got an email from Richard Anderson, Dickie Anderson.
Go on.
The Dick Machine, which-
The Big Dick.
The Big Dick, which- now, this is interesting. It's- I mean, I think we're wearing him down. Ricky, I think your show might be improving.
Go on.
That sense of despair and loneliness I normally feel when listening to your show doesn't seem so bad today.
He's desensitized to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's given up. Or he's just given up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you listen to this long enough and your standards will drop.
Let's play a tune. Let's come back with some more calls.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word fax.
No. He's got more screen testing now. The camera's ready for you.
Yeah.
Feeder. Just the way I'm feeling. That's my favourite Feeder track ever. It's bugging me. It's just like, a ride track from about 10 or 15 years ago. So if you know, put me out of my misery, email in. It's just like a ride track from about 1990. And I can't, it's just the beginning. Drive me mental.
Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah, well, half hour to go. You've done your screen test. Yeah. Reluctantly. I think you had such the wrong attitude.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? If I've told you before, if things are meant to be, right, they'll happen. That's how I've got through my life, right? I'm 29 now.
Yeah.
Never
30, ain't you?
Well, yeah. 30, but the camera's still on. Right? So and everything I've done in my life, I've never sort of planned it. Do you know
what
I mean?
Is that how you stormed through your exam?
Well, look at the school play doing Little Donkey. I wasn't planning that day to do the drums. It just on the night I couldn't help myself.
And you stole the show.
What happened? What do you mean?
When all the kids were playing Little Donkey, I wasn't meant to be doing my drum set in that track. I was only meant to. I think I was doing We Three Kings or something. But when they started doing it, the tune, I couldn't help myself with the drumstick just like tapping away.
Right.
At the drum.
Yeah.
And then when it came on, I was like, oh, and I started doing it and like the teacher looked over at me and I was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. But she sort of gave me the nod as if to say, it's all right, carry on, it's sounding good. Then after it, she went, you know, they love that, you can do that again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So I got like an extra part in the play and that.
Yeah.
That wasn't
planned. So you were doing the drum part to We Three Kings over Little Donkey.
Yeah.
That's weird. That is like Fatboy Slim or something, isn't it, when they mix up.
No.
Well, Mobile.
Still mashing it up at the age of what, 8?
Yeah. No. And that's what I'm saying.
And is that when someone was filming it and you could hear your dad on the camcorder going, he looks like a twat?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh.
And that's why, maybe that's why I don't want to be on the telly, because I'll always have my dad's sort of echoing voice just saying, he shouldn't be on there, he looks like a, that's it. So that's why I'm a bit sort of nervous about this today.
Really? You think it's sort of quite Freudian in a way, sort of.
Yeah.
Your attitude is que sera, sera.
Well, plus I haven't got the look. I don't- I'm not pretending, right, that I should be on the telly.
What's wrong with your look for VH1?
It's not right. It's not
Jono
right.
Jono was on VH1.
Was he?
Yes.
So I'm going up against Jono?
No. So- He's gone now, he's moved on.
Yeah, there you go, you see. Another one who they gave a chance to.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know, yeah, I can do that. He's built up, right? They built him up, you can do that as a job. And then they knocked him down. And he probably started eating.
Well, I don't think you can set up Jono, though.
He started eating! He started eating!
And look at him now.
Yeah.
Right, oh. So that's what I'm saying. So if it's meant to be, right, whoever's gonna watch this tape, you know, yeah. Thanks for the offer and that. But, you know, time will tell.
Very wise.
So,
yeah.
There you go. And I tell you what, actually.
Go on.
It's a bit funny, because we're looking on the web in a week at different sayings, and, do you know the saying-
A roundhead does not an MTV presenter
no,
make.
Yeah, no. What's that saying? Spark in the pan or something?
Hey? Flash in the pan?
Flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Do you know that saying?
Yeah.
That's a bit like what could happen to me, innit? Do you know what I mean? There I am trying to do my normal job, right? And then you bring me in here on a Saturday, next thing everyone's after me.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work out, and
yeah.
I'm dropped.
Yeah.
And that saying, flash in the pan, do you know how it came about?
No.
Do you know like how years ago they used to dig for gold?
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had like a little pan.
Yeah.
And they'd put the soil in and they'd rub the soil.
Yeah, and it shone in the sun.
Now and again it shone in the sun and they get all excited and were like, oh brilliant, some gold. And then they realised it was just the sun flashing in the pan.
Yeah.
And that's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So again, that's a bit weird how I saw that saying in the week. Almost like a little thing saying, don't be getting carried away.
Omen.
So, well, makes you wonder. But anyway.
Not really.
So, tell you, things that make you wonder, you saw Derren Brown, what did he do?
Derren Brown, he's extraordinary.
Yeah, I told him about it, so,
You should a lot of people don't realise who Derren Brown is, and he's, I think, the best illusionist in the country.
We went to, Jonathan Ross's house, for his birthday.
I didn't.
Me and Jane, and we went there, right, and there was lots of people there, and, Derren Brown was there, and Jonathan got Derren Brown to do, and it was incredible, he did all these tricks, right, I mean, incredible, it was just amazing, and he did one, with a bloke who was there, a friend of Jonathan's, I think his name was, Ray, and, he got him to give the pack, he said, count the cards, and he counted out 52 cards.
Yeah?
But yeah, he went, think of any card in that pack. He didn't touch it yet, he's counted 52, it was in his hand, he said, think of any card. He said, what was it? He said, three of spades or something. He went, find it in the pack, couldn't find it. He said, count the cards, there was 51. Right, and he couldn't find the card, and he hadn't heard it. And we forgot about it, he went, oh, it's gone wrong, and he forgot about it. And he kept, through him, he was going, I wonder where that card is, and he kept looking at it, went, I found out that about a week ago, Ray went into hospital with an appendicitis, yeah? And the surgeon, as we said, they said there was something crumpled up, there was a thing, and it was a card. It was the card that was in his thing causing appendicitis, and when he came out of surgery, there was a card from Derren Brown saying, was that your card?
That's amazing, don't you think? I mean,
this
that's
is
like,
a,
incredible.
Little thing and what, and then a crab went, I know what it is, it's a five of spades. It's another wind-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see? See? I'm not gonna believe anything anymore.
But that's
so
good! You've learned a lesson!
Yeah, but say if all this goes wrong now, right? Cry wolf and all that.
Yeah.
Imagine I get dropped by MTV.
You haven't been asked yet!
Yeah, well, whatever. Right, they short on firemen, because they're always going on strike. I answer the phone, it's you saying my house is on fire.
I don't know what you're talking about now, Carl. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think somewhere along the line there, Carl has been recruited by the fire brigade.
Did you leave that bit out in the story? Start again.
Yeah,
right.
That's what
I'm saying. Because I just wound you up about crabs, babies pushing their way out of vaginas, and Derren Brown causing events. Right, yeah.
Little, What's the saying about,
little acorns don't gather any grounds.
Crying wolf.
You can take a fish to water and you can't make it swim.
Well, do you know that saying? You can lead a horse to water but you can't make it drink. Do you know why?
Cause it's neck's too long.
What?
It's got an awkward neck. I don't know.
That's correct. That is correct.
Right, anyway, we've still got to come.
Right,
it's been bad today. I'm going to apologise to people listening today cause
your mind's not
been focused.
Have you heard the thing that Rolling Stone gathers no moss? You
yeah.
aware of that?
Yeah.
Do you know where that's from?
Where it's from?
In Woodstock, right, the band used to go out and get this sort of like moss that used to grow there and it was sort of like slightly hallucinogenic, right? And they used to come back and they used to all go out, everyone was out there, mamas and papas were doing it, the Doors, they all came back. But Mick Jagger and Keith Richards would never do it. But they'd smoke other people's.
Yeah.
A Rolling Stone never gathers his own moss. That was what it was. Seriously, Carl!
Right,
that's
so
the truth.
We've still got to come. Rockbusters.
Have you heard the saying, a fish in time saves nine?
The clues were-
Have you heard that?
That'll never get off the ground. LZ. You've got-
Have you heard that saying, out of the frying pan, into the saucepan?
You've
Have
also
you
got-
Carl.
I'm trying to hold it together now.
Well, yeah. No, we're trying to teach you something, Carl.
Yeah, but you're not.
Why?
Because at least my stuff that I tell you, if you go into a pub and told someone-
What? There was a blind girl, she hit her head, she could see. What's that?
Well, just don't get down if your eyes are bad. Right, we've-
No, go round headbutting
right,
thing.
Play the tune,
Carl. Oh, Carl, come on.
The Undertones, Teenage Kicks, that's one of the tracks on the best air guitar album in the world ever, Volume 2, which is one of the prizes on today's Rockbusters.
And John Peel's favourite track
John
ever.
John Peel's favourite song of all time. And, so, Carl, have you got the answers for Rockbusters this week?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We've got, the first clue.
You're upset,
so
Carl.
Miserable.
I'm a bit fed up today. The weather's- I knew when I was walking in today, though, that I'd be-
But that video, there's lots of weather on that video, so they can- whoever wins this can go home and see sort of the weather you were talking about.
The first one was, that'll never get off the ground. LZ.
Yeah.
The answer there was Led Zeppelin.
So easy.
Yeah, but I said that's here. There's always two easy ones and a difficult one.
Go on.
The third one was, you'll get a load of bacon off them.
Go on.
That was L. Long pigs.
Right.
Yeah. And then the second one was, that woman's got her husband's gloves and a pair of her own.
Yeah.
HH.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Erman's Hermits. So, that's the three answers. I'm sure
well, I'd like to give
it.
The prize this week.
Erman's Hermits.
What, there's a lot of-
That is genius, Carl. That is genius. Oh, Herman's Hermits.
So, there's so many people who are worthy of the, of the prizes, obviously.
Herman's Hermits.
I'd quite like to give the prize this week to, Tom McGibbon. Just because I like his name. I don't know if I've pronounced that right, but Tom McGibbon.
Yeah.
I like to give that to
no,
him.
No, you shouldn't laugh at someone's
he lives
name.
In, he also lives in Bloxhall Road. I don't know why I find that out. Tom McGibbon of Bloxhall Road. I don't know why.
Well, you've made a mockery of- you've made a monkey out of the man.
Poor old Gibbo.
Yeah.
And he's asking that- he's got a question there.
What?
Can Carl get rid of slugs? I don't know what that means. I'm almost certain he can.
Just-
So well done to,
if he's been listening, if he was listening a few months ago, he would have known how to.
Go on.
Because I told you what slugs like.
What?
Getting in letterboxes.
How does that get rid of them?
Put some stamps in your garden. They like, no, they like, they like stamp glue. So,
yeah.
You know, that's
and how does that help? How does that get rid of them? They keep coming back, won't they? They'd be going, I can't believe it. We'd have to climb those boxes now. There's a fella leaving stamps
just
out for us.
Go. You've won some prizes and I've sorted you.
No, how does that get rid of slugs? Leaving stamps out for them, their favourite food.
Because
it's like planting a load of lettuces. They love that.
Well, it depends where he's got them. I thought he meant he's got them in his house.
Okay.
So,
oh, to put stamps on the outside. They go. There's loads of stamps out here, lads. Let's leave this house.
Right. So
let's get out of this house.
We've got one more.
Go on.
Educating Ricky to
go on and quick then. And I need educating.
Right. Don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rasher.
How was he gonna outwit Derren Brown? You said something in the break.
Oh, I have to say, yeah, Derren Brown, who, we bumped into as well, and he did this incredible trick where he puts £40 down on the table, he says, I can tell you which hand you've got a pound coin in, let's say 5 times out of 5, you know, so I have a pound coin in one hand, I put it behind my back, I bring my hands out, and he can tell me every single time which hand it's in by asking questions, by doing various
things. Well, he doesn't ask, but he just goes, no, you might have put it in that one, you might do the same again, but then you're an intelligent person, you're praying up, won't you? He goes, so it's in that one, and he does it every time,
yeah,
5 times,
it's
incredible.
It's absolutely majestic. Oh, and I mentioned this to Carl.
Yeah.
And, well, Carl, you tell me how you think you could outwit Derren Brown. Because your dad used to do this trick, you
well,
told
my dad,
me.
My dad used to play this.
Yeah. How old were you?
I don't know, probably about 10.
So you probably weren't as sharp as you were now, then.
So he used to play it, and the way of telling what Andy's got it in, his hand looks bigger. So that's all you've got to do.
That's how he did it, then! Yeah. That's
so to catch Darren out,
it was
Darren
a bit different because he did it with golf balls, but
but to catch Darren out, Carl told me, Rick,
he did it with a spud.
To catch Darren out,
yeah,
the hand which hasn't got the coin in, just make it slightly bigger.
Just make it, just like, extend it slightly so it's slightly larger, and that'll catch Darren out. He'll never be on a sofa.
Well, that's how he did it.
Or, just put a pound in each hand.
Okay.
And wind him up. Just go, no, you're wrong.
You are brilliant, Carl. Yeah. Do this one.
Did your dad used to do the one where he takes your nose off, off of your face and puts it between his fingers?
Did you keep going to the doctors?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Right.
You know how that's done? You know he's not actually taking your nose off.
It's his thumb. Go on.
It is his thumb.
Last one.
Yeah.
Don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rash. It's been a mess today.
What do you mean it's been a mess?
It's been a mess.
What has?
This.
What? The show?
Yeah.
How has it been any worse?
It's just all over the place. There's no sort of, it's not tight like it normally is. and she'll be going away with this, thinking that's what the show would be like.
She listens to the show. She knows it's a shambles every week. Go on.
Well, don't rub it too hard, you'll get a rasher.
Yeah.
Do you know the saying, ham it up?
yeah, go on, yeah.
Right, well, do you know what it means?
Well, it means to overact.
Right. Well, years ago, with actors in musicals and stuff, the actors used to look pretty ill on the stage because they didn't have proper makeup and that.
Right.
Right. So, what they used to do, to make themselves look-
Rub their face in pigs?
Well, they got bacon, rubbed it on the face, and it made the face a bit sticky because of all the, like, you know, the pig fat and bit of lard and stuff like that. And then they'd go and get some bricks.
Bricks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. House bricks. Rub them together, make some sort of red dust from the brick, and then put the dust on the face, and the fat and the lard and that would make the dust stick to the face, and they'd look well under the lights, and that's where they
smell great as well.
Yeah, well,
it's lovely. Everyone likes the smell of bacon.
No, but so that's the old ham it up. That's where it comes from.
If it's true, I've no reason to think that it's not.
So that's your third Educating Ricky today. So, what have you learnt?
Nothing. Absolutely sod all.
You've got your hamming it up.
Yeah.
Rams are gay. They know which ones are gay now.
Now!
And,
at last, thank God.
The fella who can hand read, an arse.
If you missed the rest of the show, what are you gonna make of that? You just tuned in.
You are a maniac, Carl.
So,
and you've had your screen test. I reckon we'll be seeing you on MTV or VH1 in the near future.
How much is it? How much? I mean, check out answer. What do you reckon I'll get? Because I've, you see, the annoying thing is, I've just bought a flat in London.
Yeah.
In central London.
Yeah.
MTV's in Camden.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have bought in central London if I'd have known I'd had to go there. That was to make my life easier so I could walk to work. So now I've got to go out of my way. So I need to cover that.
To be truthful, I'm not sure that the MTV gig is a certainty yet.
She's pretending she's not sure, but she can't wait to sign me up.
Yeah. I reckon maybe start off with a few little interstitials, just like, you know, what do you think, make of that, or Carl says, and, you know, a few of them. I reckon you'll make a, you know, a few grand.
Why has it got to be music?
There's
why can't it be? I think that idea on the animals is good. I can do film stuff. I'm talking about films. Elephant Man. Love that.
So go on then, do a film review, quickly.
Right, well today, on, film review, we're doing, classic films, and today we're looking at, Elephant Man, John Merrick, one of his better pieces of work. It's a sad film, I've never really been able to watch it all the way through.
Sorry, John Merrick's better piece of work was him being the Elephant Man, played by John Hurt.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Sad film, when I was younger.
Tell us a bit about it. What is it about? Who's
John Merrick? It's about a fella who's got a funny head.
Right. Tell us this.
And, you know, he lives in, I think he lives in London. In, like, about in the 1930s or something like that. And he's being picked on all the time and stuff. And, first time you watch it, you'll probably cry a bit. And then the second time you watch it, you're just sort of thinking, God, that would be bad. Sort of having a head like that being picked on all the time. And the third time you watch it, you might think, you know, oh, how does he get his jumper on? then, I don't know, probably bored of it the fourth time. but it's well worth watching, so, Elephant Man,
brilliant.
Yeah, see it.
Brilliant.
I think if you want to get on TV, Carl, you'd be better as the subject of maybe like an omnibus documentary.
Yeah.
Living with Carl. Or maybe one of those, appeals in Comic Relief. It doesn't all go to the people abroad, you know. There's some people in this country that need our help.
See you later. What is it?
That's the Libertines, Time for Heroes.
Oh, yeah. So, Carl, what a great day. Carl, he's done his, screen test. That's going back to, MTV now to look the big wigs to have a look at. Shouldn't mention wigs. we've had, Rockbusters. We've had, Educating Ricky. We had Educating Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, Claire here next week, so.
Yeah.
But you'll be back for the big Christmas, Christmas spectacular.
Yeah, and that's that. I've not been happy today.
Go on, why?
If someone's listened for the first time today, it is normally better than this.
It's not.
No, it is. It is.
No, I don't think it is.
So,
no. I really don't think it is.
So that's that then. So I'll see you in
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
All right, enjoy yourself.
Cheers.
Best of luck with MTV.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
See ya.
Cheers.